You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
An enormous iceberg is headed for South Georgia Island, again. If they collide, it could cause big problems for breeding penguins and seals by cutting off their access to the open sea. Known officially as A68A, the iceberg has been meandering north since it broke off from Antarctica's Larsen ice shelf in September 2017. Measuring 94 miles long and 30 miles wide, it's nearly as big as South Georgia Island itself, and is expected to arrive sometime in the next 2 weeks. Are COVID patients gasping and saying, "It isn't real," as they die? A Twitter thread from a South Dakota emergency room nurse went viral last weekend, landing its author a live interview on CNN. But reporters didn't do their jobs. Other nurses who work in similar settings say they've seen nothing of the kind. This in no way means that Doering's account is untrue, but it provides at minimum some important context that was completely absent from all the media amplification that followed. One man's search for the DNA data that could save his life. The genetic correlations that could help people find a drug that works against their cancer is a scattered mess. What did Bryce Olson, who battled prostate cancer, do? And why don't we have a better system for analyzing this kind of information? Read more at Wired.com. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at Wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.